All right, we are very excited to hear next from attorney Christina Lesher. Christina provides advice on estate planning, elder law, Medicaid, and special needs planning, veterans benefits, and other legal issues confronting families, seniors, and medically fragile children and persons with disabilities. She's been doing this work for quite some time, and she's a frequent contributor to this conference and all the good work that we do in this state. She's a leader in that. And so, Christina, welcome, and thank you.
Hello, everybody. I realized while sitting out there that the only thing that's keeping you from lunch and cocktails today is me. So we're going to try to make this a little fun, a little interesting, and I have a new approach on this paper this year. So you don't have to raise your hand, but how many of you have looked at this paper that Clyde and I do, and I think it's 283 pages, and we're totally intimidated by it? I work on this paper. Clyde, did you raise your hand? Clyde's like, no, I have this paper memorized. I'm good. So what I wanted to do this year is I wanted to get you comfortable with this paper. So here's a couple of things that has happened to me. Right before COVID, I got really into yoga, which is a great time to get into yoga right before a pandemic. Because what I realized is that the practice of yoga is like the practice of law. It's practice, it's not perfection. It's never perfection. And so does anybody here do yoga, or am I just like the only person here in the room? Okay, everyone knows what this pose is. What is it? It's the tree pose, okay? Thank you for, come on, y'all did call and response for John Henry. You can do it for me too. So I want everybody to start learning to grow their tree. And one of the things I love about yoga is that they say embrace your wobbles. Because what the wobbles are doing is it means you're getting stronger and you're getting better. So I want to focus on a couple of things that if you're a new practitioner or if you've done this a million years, I want you to go over some information and then embrace some of these wobbles because it's just going to make us better and our clients deserve that. Okay, so that's my little yoga pitch for the day. No, that's not. I'm going to be probably yoga pitching throughout this whole thing. So I am not going to lie to y'all. Okay, so who are our clients? I was thinking about this little slide yesterday when I was on my way over here from Houston. And I'm like, clients with a spouse with Alzheimer's or dementia, surviving spouse, estate planning clients with a loved one or a child that has a disability, clients who are not self-funded for long-term care expenses, clients who will be eventually on Medicaid. And I realized that everybody is a potential client, including me. So what does this mean for you as you're looking at this paper and you're going to grow your tree? I want you to get so familiar and so comfortable with your shortcomings that you're going to be embracing change and embracing getting better. Because I want everyone here to be out there in the public helping to educate people about public benefits because there's so many myths and there's so many rumors about what they are and all the bad things. So I want you to feel really comfortable with that. I remember one of my first days of law school, one of my friends, who's a lawyer, and he's still a friend to me now, I told him I want to be an elder law attorney. I had a whole plan of what I wanted to do. And I told him about elder law and Medicaid and Clyde Farrell and all of this. He goes, you're one of those lawyers that like hide assets in those Miller trusts. And then we hear all kind of myths. Usually it's in the church parking lot as I'm trying to leave church. Someone's asking me, should I transfer my house to my kids and all that kind of good stuff. So there's myths both on the professional side and on the personal side, which we have to overcome and get comfortable talking about. I used to not like to tell people what I did for a living when I was like at a party, because then I would be giving like free advice. And I just decided I'm just going to have to get over that. Okay, so what are public benefits? It is such a big area of law and so complicated. And, you know, none of us live under a bridge, but I mean, I don't live in River Oaks. So it's not like people are just really wanting to make a ton of money being an elder law attorney, right? And then this slide shows the complexity, the toughness of this practice area. So pat yourself on the back for being here and trying to learn this crazy area. You know that the Palms is not necessarily a tree now. You know where to look for certain things. So public benefits are going to encompass Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, all complicated areas within themselves.